From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm G. Abby Lee reporting. President Donald Trump is set Thursday to loosen the government's enforcement of a rule that bars churches from participating in political activity. Trump plans to sign an executive order that would give maximum enforcement discretion to the country's tax agency in tracking the ban on religious groups' political activity. His order also would give regulatory relief to conservative religious groups that object to provisions of the national health care reforms advocated by former President Barack Obama. He greeted Christian conservatives at the White House on what's been designated as a National Day of Prayer. Trump said the United States is a nation of faith.
Not only are we a nation of faith, but we're a nation of tolerance. As we look at the violence around the world, and believe me, it's violent. I get to see it perhaps better than anybody. We realize how truly blessed we are to live in a nation that honors the freedom of worship. Today, my administration is leading by example as we take historic steps to protect religious liberty in the United States of America.
The United States is bringing its Southeast Asian allies on board to tackle North Korea's nuclear proliferation and missile threats. Foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations will gather Thursday at the U.S. State Department. A senior State Department official told VOA the U.S. government is urging the ASEAN members to cut diplomatic ties with Pyongyang. The meeting comes just days after top diplomats from the ASEAN countries met in Manila and issued a statement criticizing Pyongyang. This is VOA News. North Korea's state news agency has issued a rare direct criticism of China, citing commentaries from Chinese state media. The Korea Central News Agency warned Beijing should not test the limits of North Korea's patience. The KCNA commentary said calls by China for North Korea to abandon its nuclear program cross a line and violate its rights. China's Global Times made such remarks Thursday, saying North Korea is being illogical when it comes to its nuclear program. The Global Times further said China will not allow its border region to be contaminated by the North's nuclear activities. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote Thursday to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as the Obamacare. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy told reporters late Wednesday to expect a vote the next day. He said the legislation will pass. House Speaker Paul Ryan says things are heading in the right direction.
We've not yet made any decisions on a vote, but this is more progress, and we will continue our progress and our work to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer thinks otherwise.
This version is worse than the other version. So all the reasons people didn't like Trump Care 1, they're going to dislike Trump Care 2 even more.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said, despite the addition of money to help those with pre-existing conditions, the bill will make it impossible for millions of Americans to afford the health coverage they need. Hong Kong Chief Executive-elect Carrie Lam said Thursday, one of our priorities will be to unify society and to bring Hong Kong back to its normal course of development.
I am very acutely aware of some of the problems that Hong Kong is facing, the rift, the tension, the polarization of views that you have described. And I will do my utmost to unify society and to bring Hong Kong back to its normal course of development, because I think that is the aspiration of the great majority of Hong Kong people.
The Beijing-backed leader-elect will take office in July this year on the 20th anniversary of the former British colony's handover to China. Buckingham Palace has announced the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, is retiring from royal duties this fall. A palace spokesman said the decision was made by Prince Philip himself and is fully supported by the Queen. In a statement, the spokesman said the Duke may still choose to attend certain public events from time to time. In Washington, I'm G. Abby Lee.
That's the latest world news from VOA.